So what we're going to talk about is a statute, a law, that was enacted 5 years ago. And I haven't paid attention to it over the 5 years because it hasn't been in any of my litigated cases. And I think that's probably true for most of the litigators in the room. The patent office practitioners, you may have seen this, but something I've ignored. But now we're starting to see it in patent cases, and I think it's timely to do an overview of it and also provide some detailed examples of it. This is what is prior art. And so why have I been able to ignore it for 5 years, despite the fact that it was enacted in September 2011? Well, this new definition of prior art in Section 102 only applies to patent claims, claimed inventions with an effective filing date of after March 16, 2013. So now that's a little over 3.5 years. That has given us enough time for these newer inventions to go through the patent office, to be issued as patents, and have enough life of them to be litigated in the district courts as well as before the PTAB. It's a little more of a detail in terms of applicability, and obviously it's important to know when it applies. So it applies, it's what I'll call new 102. It's 5 years old now, but I'm going to call it new 102. It applies when an application contains or at any time contained a claim with an effective filing date on or after that magic date, March 16, 2013. Now, there's also a bit of a nuance here where if you have an application that has claims with two effective filing dates, some of the claims have an effective filing date after that magic date of March 16, 2013.